good.
Union J with Tonight We Live Forever. It's a Saturday night party. I'm John Ashwood. Those boys getting very excited right now for the return of the X Factor. They're getting very excited for the return of Cheryl. They've said that she's the boss on that show, and let's face it, she definitely is, isn't she? Can't wait to see some of the arguments that are going to kick off with Cheryl and Simon. It is going to be amazing. Did you hear the rumour as well about apparently Simon Cowell wanting to get Katie Price as a judge on that show? I know she's like really outspoken, isn't she? Can you imagine some of the arguments that would kick off between Cheryl, Simon, Louis, Mel B and Katie Price? At least she's not going to be a contestant on there. We've been saved from that. Let's get Corona on in a second, the rhythm of the night. Can do the arm movements and everything. So after this, from Booty Love, this is Boogie Tonight on the Saturday Night Party. Ollie Murs and Dance With Me Tonight. It's the Saturday Night Party. I'm John Ashwood. Ollie Murs, he's a pretty slick guy, isn't he? Well, he's won quite a few awards over the years. Pretty much for, you know, looking pretty cool. He's just won another one. Rear of the Year for 2014. Check him out. How do you get on the judging panel for that? Do you have to have bottom expert on your CV? I'm sure, though, there are quite a few people who would like to get involved with that kind of judging, you know what I mean? I'm going to play you a tune direct from the Old School and Anthems archive. It's on after this. Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, or Armando to his mum. It's Pitbull and Kesha. This is Timber. It's the Saturday Night Party. Rhythmics and Wings, it's the Saturday Night Party. I'm John Ashwood. This lady could not have put her mobile phone down whatsoever. Seriously, her battery must be drained all the time. She must have no data left. She's always on Instagram. It's Rita Ora, I Will Never Let You Down. There goes Lady Gaga with Just Dance. It's the Saturday Night Party. I'm John Ashwood. How are we doing then? Hope you had a great weekend so far. Talking of buying things in shops and going shopping, there was something I saw today which, you know what, I've not seen it since I was about 8 years old, and I want to know if you've spotted this in the store recently. You know when you're going clothes shopping, and especially when you go to a shop which has got a sale on, and you see that one amazing item? Might be a top or a skirt or something like that, and you think, I know, I really want that. But there's that little thought in your head, isn't there, where you have to think, oh, maybe there's something else in another shop. Maybe I can find a better product somewhere. Oh, I don't know. So I saw somebody doing this today, and they were going through that thought process. I could see it. And they took a top off a shelf, and they went and hid it underneath a pile of jeans. They went and moved the top to another part of the store so nobody else could buy it. That is unbelievable. I haven't done that or seen it done since I was about 8 years old. I used to go into my local toy shop all the time with my mum and dad. Always wanted Optimus Prime. Dad said no every week. I was totally convinced, though, if I hid it around the He-Man toys, I was definitely going to get it later, or maybe if I stuck it behind a pile of Barbies. Nobody's going to get it, are they? So I want to know if you've done this or if you've seen it recently. Do people still hide things in stores like that? I thought that was something that you just did when you were a child. It's very bizarre, isn't it? Let me know if you've seen it. I really want to know that I'm not the only person who spotted this recently. Tell me, will I play you Robin S and Show Me Love and this, which I guarantee you will try to rap along to, but you'll just kind of end up mumbling a little bit. It's Macklemore and Can't Hold Us. Can we go? It's Pink and So What on the Saturday Night Party. I'm John Ashwood. Pink has been talking recently. Have you seen her live, by the way? She is amazing. So energetic on the trapezes, flying all across the stage. One of the best shows you will ever see. You need to catch her next time she's in town. But she's been saying that a lot of people think that now she's a mum, she can't party like she could back in the day. And I bet you've had this said to you as well. You know, if you've got kids, people are like, oh, but you're not coming out tonight, aren't you? Can't get a babysitter. That's a load of rubbish, isn't it? You can still party, just like Pink can, like you were when you were 21. Next time you're out, you're going to be there with the girls, showing them how it's done, with a big old traffic cone on your head, leading everybody astray right at the front of a queue for a dirty kebab at the end of the night. I know the score. I'm going to play The Source and Candy Staten in a moment. You've Got the Love. It's on after this. A Man Who Gives Me Hair Envy. How does he get his quiff like this? It's just not fair. All the gel I've used, it doesn't work. It's John Newman. This is Love Me Again on the Saturday Night Party. It's the Saturday Night Party with Aloe Black and The Man. All right, you. I'm John. Saturday night into Sunday morning. Just gone 20 past 12. How are you then? Hope everything's all right. Hope you had an amazing night so far. Just chilling out now. End of the night, isn't it? Maybe you still got that little bottle of wine left. Maybe you're thinking, you know what? It's the weekend. I'll treat myself to an extra few drinks. Why not? Chill out, I'll sort you out with the tunes. I've got the Vamps and Demi Lovato to play, Somebody to You. It's on after a lady who, you know what, she wears some interesting gear, doesn't she? Lady Gaga's got an absolutely amazing wardrobe full of the most bizarre things you've probably ever seen in your entire life. You know when you were a kid and you went to dress up when you went to school? Never went to go in your uniform, did you? Uniforms for squares. You always wanted to dress up as like your favourite character or something like that, you know, from your favourite cartoon. I can only imagine that Gaga wanting to do this every single day. You know what? If you've got a daughter, one day she's going to say to you, "Mum, can I go to school dressed as a princess today?" No, you've got to wear your uniform. Just think about it. In Gaga's house, "Mum, just want to wear this to school today. Is this all right?" "What is it?" "It's my octopus tentacle headdress. Is that all right?" No, Gaga, it's not. It really isn't. "What about the meat dress?" Never going to happen. Be an interesting time at Gaga's house back in the day. This is Poker Face on the Saturday Night Party. If you love that, that is the kind of tune that Neil Bentley plays every single weekday while you're at work. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, old school and anthems are on. That's the original and I Love You Baby. It's the Saturday Night Party. I'm John Ishwood. Hello to Chloe and the girls off on a night out. Listening in the taxi right now. Ladies, have an amazing night. No trouble from you lot. I know you're a bit rowdy. Treat yourself to a nice kebab at the end of the night. You know the score. Talking of going out for the night, my mates are off out on a stag do. Proper hashtag lads, lads, lads. They're off out in the Las Vegas of the North. Hitting Blackpool tonight. Now, before I came here, I went to the first half of this stag do. It's one of my best friends. He's actually getting married in Las Vegas. Getting married in October. Can't wait. We're going to see Brittany. It's going to be brilliant. And we went doing a bit of paintball, which I've never done before. I was really nervous that I was just going to get peppered with shots all the time. But I didn't. I managed to escape quite unscathed. I was feeling quite good about it for the first time. Although, now I've got here, I do realise that, quite frankly, I do need someone to check on me before I leave the house at any point. I quickly got changed, you know, just changed my T-shirt. So when you're in those overalls, it gets a bit sweaty when you're paintballing. If you've done it before, you'll know what I'm talking about. I changed my T-shirt. Just looking down at my jeans, I am coated in paint. Seriously, the bottom of my jeans are yellow right now. Seriously, just never let me out of the house. I'm going to play you Ella Black with a man in a moment. What an amazing tune. It's on after this. One of the biggest this year. So good, isn't it? The album is brilliant as well. Totally launched Jess Glynn's career. It's Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn. This is Rather Be. It's the Saturday Night Party.